This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today with the once and future prospects of the government agency that's come to represent the political divide over how best to protect consumers in this post-financial crisis economy. After various rumors and leaks this weekend, the White House has confirmed the president will nominate Kathy Kraninger, an associate director in the Office of Management and Budget, to replace Mick Mulvaney as the head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Mulvaney has been vocal here and elsewhere about his desire to restructure the CFPB and limit its impact. So Marketplace's Aaron Schrank gets us going with where things might go now.
Since Mick Mulvaney stepped in as interim head 6 months ago, there have been structural changes that seem to shift the agency's focus away from consumer protection under Dodd-Frank regulations. Ben Olson is a former deputy assistant director at the Bureau.
He's also emphasized other parts of the Dodd-Frank Act, which require the Bureau to make sure that markets operate efficiently, to provide clear guidance to the industry. So the tone seems to be the biggest change so far.
Other changes also worry consumer advocates. Mulvaney wants to reorganize the offices of fair lending and student lending, essentially rolling back their enforcement powers. Since he took office, the CFPB has issued just 2 enforcement actions.
All of these are indicative that the Bureau's moving away from the well-being of families toward the single-minded mission of deregulation.
Ann Bedore was chair of the agency's Independent Consumer Advisory Board until it was disbanded this month. The law requires that group to exist, so CFPB leadership will have to reform it with new members.
I can't help but wonder if what they'd want is a group that will rubber stamp any initiative that the Bureau puts forward under this new leadership.
CFPB funding is set by law at a fixed percentage of the Federal Reserve's operating budget. Diane Katz at the Heritage Foundation says reorganizing the agency won't change that fact.
The real problem is that Congress has no control over this agency.
Mulvaney cut $200 million out of the CFPB budget this year and plans to reduce next year's budget by 20%. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.